Rank, serial number.
From Napa, California.
From Napa, California.
Built this Quest Super Elf about 1977, 78, somewhere in that area, from a kit supplied by Quest Electronics there in San Jose.
Why did you choose the Super Elf?
When I was looking to get into computers, computers weren't around then, so I read about a place in Berkeley that had the Altair. So I went down and bought the documentation for the Altair, read it and read it and read it over and over again, and then decided that was not quite what I was looking for, and mainly because it had the toggle switches for input. And then the Quest Super Elf came out with a hexadecimal keypad.
Right, just like
So
the Commodore Kim 1 or the MOS technology Kim 1.
that's basically why I chose to build it. And plus it was fairly inexpensive.
So
I
this
don't
is
remember what it was,
another
but
one of the hex input computers.
oh yes.
So let's what we do is we let's take it out and sort of put it on the table, and then I'll take some pictures. And
Okay.
that's a great thing to do.
Now that, as far as I know, it's a still functioning S100 32K memory board.
So this is an S100 system.
Yes and no.
Okay.
We will take you through the whole.
A Jamco keyboard from 79, Gremlin, Color Video, which they all had to have in those days.
Well, that's the video card.
Yeah.
What there is of it. That, I believe, is the original
That's the original
video card,
video. Okay.
which is, I don't even remember most of it. And the mass storage was virtually non-existent at that point. I had to input everything by hand each time I wanted to run something.
Right. So you had a
So,
bootloader.
yes, that's built onto the motherboard.
Okay.
Now, this is a way to turn two tape recorders on and off, so I could now could have mass storage with that in place.
Right.
Okay.
This is all, as you say, it's in bits and pieces. Wow, it's certainly a different system. It's definitely different than the Kim 1, because it's got the actual real keyboard keys rather than a little button keys.
That's where the original video came out of, I believe. Speaker, so I could play music on it.
Right, yep.
Now, this was what I bought originally. It was this the motherboard.
Right.
Now, it had this key missing. It had it should be there. Now this, as soon as you booted up, you had an M there, which was for your monitor. You just hit that, and it would run the monitor, which is a little EEPROM, and it had 32 bytes, I think it was, to be able to boot up and get this thing running. Once that was running, then you could sit there with this and input all your information, that got very time-consuming. Then it only had a half a page of memory, 512 bytes. So I had built a homebrew 1K memory board. Don't even know where that's at anymore. It got so hot, it burned your fingers holding on to it. It was so much heat it generated. But then they came out with an expansion board for it.
And that's what that is.
That's what this is. Now, this is 4K of RAM. Now, all of these came out with, they were designed to have all of the chips soldered directly on the board. I'm a firm believer in if something's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong on my stuff. So I put sockets in for every thing that I installed on these things. All the chips are removable, so you can plug in a new chip.
Looks like we have another person coming.
Now the video board now.
Oh, look at that. It goes here, stand by that so I can see that. So that's how it goes together.
Yeah, this is the video card plugs into this 400-pin
okay.
Attachment here.
Then you get the... Look at that, and that's the extension.
And that's the extension with the 32K RAM plugged in. Now, when I first built it...
Here's another person has come.
When I first built it, they said that to bring the voltage down to the level,
mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't burn anything out, you install these diodes, and the diodes you would short out until you got to the proper voltage. It turned out mine worked out just right, so I didn't have to short any out.
Wow. Well, thank you for that brief introduction.
So
maybe we'll continue in a second as the other people arrive.
And then this. Yeah, I think it plugs into one of these. It's got to plug in here.
The Super Elf. Hi.